Hello, hello, hello. This is UWP Professor George. And today on my marketing podcast, we're going to be talking about spending money on marketing. Now, first of all, money's tough to come by in small business, isn't it? There's lots of demand on the money going out the front door, but there's also a lot of pressure and challenge to getting money to coming in. And we always want money coming in to exceed our money going out. So what I want to focus on today is spending money wisely on marketing and also talking about some of my research. Now, when I was out doing my research and also when I'm out talking with my small businesses, I'm often told that, you know, marketing doesn't work. But one of the huge problems we have, as I've shown in my research, is that the small businesses and micro businesses had a very narrow definition of marketing. That is, the definition of marketing is what we spend money on as far as advertising and promotion. Folks, this is incorrect. That's not marketing. That is promotion, which is a part of marketing, albeit an important part of marketing. But I have seen plenty of successful businesses that don't do much in advertising and promotion, and quite frankly, don't need to spend a lot of money on promotion to be successful. And also in my research, I showed that there was no relationship with the amount of money spent on marketing to sales performance. So what are we going to do? Again, as I've been one of my common themes here, is how do we integrate marketing throughout all our business processes so that we can create and retain our customers? And that is really what I want to emphasize here is a strategic view of marketing to include customer service, customer inquiries, the sales process. This will provide a more accurate assessment of time and money spent in marketing. And also, what we want to do is seek out marketing opportunities when conducting daily operations. It's in customer service and selling, in digital marketing, networking, word of mouth, relationship building, branding. These are the keys to successful small business marketing. So you can spend a lot of money on marketing. You betcha. Easy to do. I've done it. I want to see a return on investment of what we do spend our money on. Now, in my study, my micro business operators perceived that they were spending enough money on marketing and they were satisfied with their sales performance. And interestingly enough, five of the respondents in my study spent less than $100 a month on marketing. Now, there are businesses that are not particularly sensitive to spending money on marketing. They're more relationship business. They're more operations focused. Such as wholesaling, such as a real estate management. You know, once these businesses have customers, they then focus in on keeping them happy. Also, as I've said before, there wasn't a relationship. I didn't find a relationship between the amount of money spent on marketing to sales performance. Now that, you know, that's not really how it's supposed to work, is it? We're supposed to spend money in marketing and we get more customers. So I have a couple theories of why my research did not show this. Now, the first is that micro business operators that I talk to underestimate the money that they're spending on marketing. And the reason they do that is because they do not consider anything that's not out of pocket, that is, that they don't write a check for, to be marketing. But if you spend 2 hours on a sales call, and you cost $50 an hour, that's $100 right there. But that's not necessarily counted as a sales expense. Plus, it might be very difficult to track that. Also, there is customer service costs. And if all of these marketing-related expenses were counted, they would find out that they would see that marketing costs are much higher. So just counting advertising and promotion costs that are paid for out of pocket underestimates the amount of money spent on marketing. Now, the other contributing factor is that a lot of the businesses that I work with, they are very labor-intensive marketing strategies, such as building relationships, working on word of mouth, creating good customer relationships, networking. Now, these are inexpensive marketing strategies from an out-of-pocket cost perspective, and rightfully so. And these are very effective, by the way. But again, if this time was quantified, we would find a much different picture of the money spent. Another instance was where marketing expenses were not were markedly reduced in actual view from the business of being paid for, is that some of the business I worked with actually tried to minimize their amount spent. They wanted to spend basically zero on marketing. This is due to a number of reasons, which I found very interesting. Number one is, quite frankly, they didn't like marketing, wanted to just focus on the business, and their marketing was actually how they actually ran the business. So they viewed marketing as an expense to seek to minimize rather than optimize. You know what? And that's one of the beautiful things about running a small business, isn't it? You can do what the hell you want. Some of the startups that I've worked with, they have very little cash to spend. So they are really looking to minimize their out-of-pocket expenses and, quite frankly, just have higher priorities for their spending. And as I said before, some businesses are just not very marketing intensive. That is, it doesn't cost a lot to out-of-pocket to market these businesses. Now, let's get into actual spending on the businesses. Now, the research has shown, and small businesses tend to do this, operators tend to use intuition and their judgment to set their level of marketing budget. And, you know, I can understand that. Hey, my sales are good. I think this is what I need to spend. What's the problem? And there is no problem. However, I think we should aspire to a little higher level there and measure the return on investment of what we are spending. You know, are we getting any bang for our buck? Are we generating any leads? Are we generating sales from our investment? Otherwise, it's just a spend. Now, you can do just what's called brand advertising. You know, you see a lot of that, like at the Super Bowl, where they'll spend their money just to have their name out there. It's a part of the overall spend. You know, and that is a strategy. I think for small businesses, we need to be more rigorous in how we spend our money. And one of the things I found in my research was that most businesses did have a lack of a marketing budgeting process. When I asked them their specific budgeting method, you know, all of a sudden my very confident business owners all of a sudden kind of started hemming and hawing. Well, you know, it's kind of tough to, you know, really evaluate how effective my marketing is. That's true. Doesn't mean we should just be, but please, just because you can't measure something exactly does not mean you shouldn't try to measure it at all. And I want to repeat that. That's a very important concept. You want to measure things to get a feel for what's working and what's not. So please don't fall into the trap of, well, I can't measure it perfect, therefore I don't measure it at all. That's not a route to success. So 6% measured used a fixed amount per month. 56% spent what was left over. So that's the affordable method. 28% used a combination, and 11% did not use a budgeting method, but rather used cost minimization. So in the study, I found that the affordability method was the number one, and that also ties in with research that I've done outside of my own research as well. And one of the why this happens was that related to the perception of a poor return of investment on additional marketing money. So my respondents kind of went to the point of, this is what I spend. I'm not assured of spending more that I'll get more results, and this feels right to me. Okay, I get that. And also there was kind of a lack of confidence. The other thing that we have to keep in mind, if you're going to spend more money on marketing, usually that means me spending more time on it. And as we've already seen, that is an issue, is lack of time. Now, another area that I dived into in my research, which I thought was kind of interesting, was the when they compared themselves to direct competitors. So when I asked the question, how do you compare yourself to direct competitors on time, They were relatively the same. 28% said I spent more time than direct competitors. 33% said I spend about the same time. And 39% said I spend less time. You know, those are fairly similar numbers. Interestingly enough, when I asked them about money, 17% said I spend more than my direct competitors. And only 17% said I spend about the same. 67% said that they spend less money than their competitors on marketing. I find that kind of hard to believe. And that also ties into the psychological perception of, you know, if something I see is wrong or I perceive that there's some issue there, that you'll tend to remember it more. So I don't think 67% of my respondents spent less money on marketing than their competitors. But, you know, that's what the number said. So let us get back to low-cost marketing strategies. Now, what I found here in the research supports, the best low-cost marketing strategies are, number one, customer relationships, building customer relationships. Number two, doing bottom-up marketing, starting with the customer and figuring out what they want. Number three, use of technology, digital. Now, that does take time to learn, but digital marketing is really, really cost-effective if you do it right. After all, what does a Facebook page cost you? You can do that for basically free. What does a website cost you? You can do that for basically free. They do take time. And then, of course, word of mouth. Now, the problem with word of mouth, of course, is that it's hard to control it. You can try to leverage it. So you should make attempts at leveraging word of mouth, such as, you know, getting leads, such as asking customers for good reviews on Google or Facebook or on your website. And, you know, that's one of the great things about small business marketing. You know, the familiarity with the customer creates a competitive advantage. No one knows the customers like you do. You're close to the market. You're quick to act. This is where small businesses have a huge advantage. And the research also shows that small businesses that use the themes of brand awareness, community involvement, customer loyalty, seizing operational opportunities, you know, these are classic small business marketing concepts that can be extremely effective. And I also want to tie in their social media marketing. You know, spend some time on social media, especially Facebook, where you can interact with customers and you can generate leads. A quick note on budgeting. I do believe that you should have a marketing budget that you spend every week or every month, I'm sorry. And the national average is somewhere around 7 to 8% of sales, just as a place to start. And you should do a percent of sales budget. You know, maybe 7 to 8% is too low. Maybe it's too high. And then you need to dive into task objective. What are the important tasks you need to be doing and what do they cost? So, for example, I'll talk about this in later podcasts, but you might want to talk about digital, you talk about mass advertising, public relations, promotions, personal selling. These are all key promotion tools, and you should be allocating what you're going to spend to these on these. And then we come back to affordability. So I start with percent of sales. I look at what do I need to do, and then I go to what do I need to do to be successful. And then I come back to what I afford. And of those three budgeting processes, you should use all three. I mean, at the end of the day, just starting with affordability isn't optimizing for percent of sales and for task objective. So I try to use all three of those together. So to conclude, it's easy to spend money on marketing, but what we really want to do is we want to optimize our spend and measure and get an excellent return on investment. You want to have a budget that you use and implement. This will help to bring discipline to your process and also so that you can help to measure your return on investment. You should use your promotion tools that you pay out of pocket for, such as digital, personal selling, public relations, promotions, and advertising. And finally, use the excellent small business marketing tools of relationships, word of mouth, networking, and run that great business so that you can create word of mouth opportunities. So, good marketing. All the best to you. This is Professor George. Have a great day.